The new penalty points system has been in place on Czech roads for just under 3 weeks, but already a dispute has arisen between the police and prosecutor's office over the details of the new regulations. The dispute centers around the amount of alcohol permissible in a driver's blood and is generating a good deal of headlines in the media. Rob Cameron has been looking into the story and joins me in the studio now. Rob, some countries allow people to drive after drinking a small amount of alcohol. What's the rule here in the Czech Republic?
Well, Pavla, open any road atlas of the Czech Republic and you'll see that the country officially has a zero tolerance policy towards drink driving. You're allowed to drive with 0.0% of alcohol in your blood. And if you are caught drinking and driving under the new system, you face being penalised by up to 7 penalty points, run up 12 points and you lose your licence.
Right, that all sounds very straightforward. What's the dispute about then?
Well, it might sound straightforward, but no system is absolute, of course, and the devil is in the details. The Czech police use the promille system of measuring blood alcohol content. If someone has a blood alcohol content of 1 promille, it means they have 100 milligrams of alcohol per 100 millilitres of blood. Under the new driving rules, police treat a measurement of anything up to 0.8 promille as a misdemeanour, i.e. not subject to penalty points, and anything over 0.8 promille as a criminal offence. The state prosecutor's office, however, says the police are wrong to do that because Czech law sets the limit between crime and misdemeanour as 1 promille, hence this dispute.
Well, this all sounds perfectly understandable for Czechs, but 0.8 promille sounds very scientific to someone who does not live in the Czech Republic, perhaps. So how does that actually translate into pints of beer and glasses of wine, etc.?
Well, unfortunately, it's almost impossible to say with any degree of certainty. It all depends on what you drank, when you drank it, how much you weigh, whether you're a man or a woman, and how quickly your body burns off the alcohol. Generally speaking, it takes the average man weighing 75 kilograms about 1.5 hours to burn off the alcohol contained in 1 pint of beer. And we're talking about the weaker 10-degree variety of beer, not, for example, Pilsner Urquell. And for wine and spirits, it's much, much longer than that.
Right. So what would your advice be to those listeners driving in the Czech Republic?
Well, Pavla, my advice would be the advice that I myself am taking. Quite obviously, don't risk falling foul of the Czech police and their breathalyzers, and don't drink anything at all before getting behind the wheel. And also be very careful about driving the day after a night on the tiles. You could be in for a nasty surprise.
Some useful advice there from Rob Cameron. Thank you very much.